So, coming up next on the stream of freakradio.org, it's Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides, the October 5th, 2023 edition. And this one is a total flashback from December 22nd, 1995, with a few edits because, candidly, the sound at some points is a little distorted. I removed some of the music and tried to replace it with music you could actually hear and not wince at. But there are some vocal parts of, I should say, some voices in the argument and the discussion and the controversy. This is mainly a long interview with former Mayor Mike Rotkin after the closing of the Back 40s open-air shelter, which had serviced several hundred people and was closed by the Citizens Committee for the exploitation of the homeless, as I called them then, but of course they also did some good things. They called themselves the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, but you have to pursue this stuff further with other interviews and other stuff I've written if you want to get into at least my opinions on this. You'll have various speakers coming in who are questioning this. We had a phone line in those days in the studio. You have Bob LaMonica. You have Celine Pascal, who wrote The Public Response to Homelessness, 1989 and 1994, I guess was her PhD thesis, perhaps, at one of the local, maybe UCSC. And Dragon's Heart Dan Hopkins, who led SOS, Save Our Shelters, which was the group, kind of the organized group that tried to stave off the shutting of the open-air shelter, which drove so many into the bushes and out into the rain and out into the bad conditions. Although Mayor Rotkin and his second in this project, former Mayor Scott Kennedy, assisted him in, they got some money to send, I think, 20 or 30 homeless people out to New Brighton Beach for a couple of weeks. But of course, that didn't keep the promises of the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, which claimed it was going to allow the encampment to continue until January 1st or whenever their project, which was the community house, which was later situated on that site, I think a year later. They had no need to actually immediately vacate it, but they just decided to do that. And that's for people like Daryl Darling and Paige Smith. I don't know if he was still around, but Paul Lee, who died recently as well. People who had actually been voices against the sleeping ban, the criminalization of the homeless, and who tried to provide a little kind of respite at some points on their property, but who really didn't want to challenge the authorities in the more direct way that I think might have actually had some impact and actually saved numerous lives and certainly helped a lot of people. But that's just my outside view. You can take your own view. Rotkin defends the city's anti-homeless sleeping ban law, Municipal Code 6.36, which is still on the books, though significantly altered with the removal of the word sleeping, but is still impacting anybody who rests or has to carry their stuff around. And it has a lot of references to shelter and storage, which is supposed to immunize it from legal challenge under the Martin versus Boise court decision, which has had a lot of a fundamental role in protecting homeless folks in different places, at least temporarily, until the authorities learn new tricks, which is something they're developing, unfortunately, rather quickly. Anyway, here's Mike Rotkin. I call him Motormouth Mike, although perhaps I do most of the talking. Battling Bob LaMonica, Celine Pascal, I don't know if I had a nickname for her, and Dragon's Heart Dan Hopkins. Mostly me and Rotkin to start with, but and probably a few other voices as well. And also, here's a little from Les Miserables to begin with.
Thank you. are done, the sections are prepared.
Back room to back, the straining at the lead.
Students, workers, everyone, there's a river of the run. Like the flowing of a tide, Paris coming to our side.
The time is near, so near, it's stirring the blood in their veins. And yet beware, don't let the wine go to your brains.
For the army we fight is a dangerous foe, with the men and the arms that we never could match. Oh, it's easy to sit here and swat them like flies, but the National Guard will be harder to catch. We need a sign to rally the people, to call them to arms, to bring them in line.
A proper act, we have all the guns, we compare. Our time is running short. Grantaire, put that bottle down. Do we have the guns we need?
Give me brandy on my breath, and I'll breathe them all to death.
And send us one, they're with us to a man.
At Notre Dame, they're tearing up the stone.
When he arrives,
there's 20
rounds for every man.
Listen to me!
Vatican,
listen, everybody! General Mark is dead!
Lamarck is dead. Lamarck, his death is the hour of fate. The people's man. His death is the sign we await.
On his funeral day, they will honor his name. It's a rallying cry that will reach every ear. In the death of Lamarck, we will kindle the flame. They will see that the day of salvation is near.
The time is here. Let us welcome it gladly with courage and cheer. Let us take to the streets with no doubt in our hearts. But a jubilant shout, they will come on and on. They will come on and come on.
Yes!
Do you hear the people sing? Singing the song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
Will you join in our crusade? Who will be strong and stand with me? Beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see?
Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to stop and to
the blood of the martyrs will water the meadows of France.
Do you hear the people sing?